Alright, it is episode 3 of Liam's Stories, and just a heads up, I'm gonna be, doing that hem thing all night long because my voice is super fucking raspy. I'm a goalkeeper for, GPS, Global Premier Soccer, and I yell a lot at my back line for defense and soccer. And my voice the last 3 days has just been death. So I might do a lot of little coughs. Also, I'm outside. That's why you might hear the bugs and the occasional car go by. But today's episode is entitled Keep the Cars in Mind. Basically, what I'm going to be talking about is I have a couple stories on the road that I thought would be really funny to share with y'all today. And as per usual, there will be lots of cursing. So if you are offended by the words like fuck or bitch or any of those stereotypical curse words, please exit the vehicle. But without further ado, let's get started. So my first story was when I was about 8 years old, right? I was in the car with my friend and his dad. We were on the way to my friend's house because my friend's dad and him just picked me up, so I would go spend the night at my friend's house. We were on the, not like a highway, but like on a two or three lane road. Yeah, a car comes by now, fuck me. We were on a 2 to 3 lane road, and I was sitting in the middle, and my friend was sitting, beside me. I thought the outdoors would be a good idea because cars would go by. And they might be distant or not, if you can hear it, and it's annoying. My bad, but I don't really give a fuck. And I thought it was appropriate for this topic because we're talking about cars. Here's another one. So, I was in the car, I was in the middle seat, my friend was on the left of me, and we're driving down this 2 or 3 lane road, right? And we stop at 7-Eleven to get some drinks. You know, I walk into the 7-Eleven, get a couple Gatorades and some granola bars, shit like that. When I walk out, there's a man that's about to leave in a giant fucking truck. Like, a huge. This shit could be a monster truck. And he just had this look about him. He was just gonna... He looked mad. And that just... That is the same guy that ended up got in an altercation with. So we were driving, and then when we left, he immediately left also. We were driving for like 5 minutes, and out of fucking nowhere, this dickwad of a person speeds up at least 15 miles per hour ahead of the speed limit, cuts us off, flips us off out the window, and throws a can of beer out his back window, which hits our car window, which is fine. I mean, you know, whatever. It didn't crack the window, so I mean, it's not fine, but you know, it's not horrible. It could have been way bad. So basically, what ended up happening was my friend's dad honked the horn and cursed at him, which I would do too. I would totally do that. So then the guy pulls over on his left-hand side into, like, a mini mall kind of area. You know those little, like, side shops, like the 99-cent shops you see near Universal and Disney? It was kind of like that. But, like, way more sketchy. Anyways, we were out, and we pulled alongside because he told us to come to him, and he was probably going to yell at us and maybe get in a fight. What ended up happening was that the guy came out, and the person that got out on his right side, because we didn't know there was a person with him in the car, was about an 85-year-old woman. And immediately my friend's dad turned pale because he was probably embarrassed that he cursed at an old lady and her son. So she got the car, and what we thought we were going to get, like, told by Granny, you know, we thought we were going to get a talking to, a slap on the wrist by Granny. But then the Granny goes over to our side, like, she walks over to us, she points her cane at her son, and she goes, "You stop being a little bitch, all right, Ederson? These people were just driving and you cut them off, you motherfucker." And we were all shell-shocked. We were like, what the fuck just happened? This 85-plus old woman just told her son off and just deflated a whole fighting situation by literally calling out a 300-pound dude of muscle and fat, mostly fat, obviously, which was fucking crazy. I mean, I was not expecting that. I thought she was going to come over and just hit my friend's dad in the head with her cane. But no, she was like, "Well, bitch, you shouldn't have done this, so fuck you." That's one story. I have another story. When I was 12, I was in my dad's car, and we were driving down to one of my soccer games in his big Bronco, 1993 Bronco, really nice truck. It's mine now, so suck a dick, haha. We were driving down, and someone pulled into the right side, right side of us, and you know, which is fine. And then the person decided to drift like super close to our car, and my dad sped up as to not get hit, obviously, or scratch the car, and he flipped off the guy out the window, and the guy decided to go up, and he just like nudged our back tires. Someone hit him back, and of course the guy stops his car. He looks at what we did because we kind of scratched the car. And he just, the weirdest fucking shit happened. The guy just starts crying. Like, just crying out of, like, for no fucking reason. Just crying. And I know you're thinking, wow, you guys are assholes. Fuck you, too. He might have been having a horrible day. Well, guess what? That guy, 2 days later, got arrested for drugs. So, ha. Okay, booyah. So no more of this, you guys are asshole shit. So, you know, he got arrested for smuggling drugs. So I think we were okay to give his car a little love tap. A third story is, actually just like a month and a half ago, me and my dad had this, soccer game in the road called the bucket game, where we try to get the ball into like a garden bucket in the road. It's really stupid and it's really fun. It's amazing. You guys, if you, any of you play soccer, I recommend you trying it. It's super fun. But basically was a select handful, like 3 to 4 people, don't like other people using the road, even though it's, the road is for public uses. Like, people walk on the road, people bike on the road, people run on the road, people jog on the road, people walk their dogs on the road, people do a lot of shit on the fucking road. People have had sex on the road. So, you know, whatever. People do a lot of stuff on the road. They drive their cars. And so, of course, you have dumb fucking cunts who think the road only belongs to them and them only. So we had this bucket, and we moved it a little bit to the left when cars would come by. But then this one fucking, you just like, you know, America kind of looking bitch ass. Let you hear that voice crack. This whole bitch ass decides to speed up and go around the bucket. And as he speeds up, he slows down, he gets to us, and he says, "You know, the road isn't just for you." And my dad just goes off. And my dad should not have gone off the way he went off. He totally exaggerated, you know, the point. And if my dad just didn't, you know, freak out, we all would have been
fine, it would have been whatever, because, like, this guy's, of course, you know, America, hot dogs, hamburgers, fries, I'm fat, I have diabetes, I vote for Trump, you know, that kind of thing. But we had to, my dad just went down to his level and then started saying the shit to him. So the guy obviously sped up, and then when he heard my dad call him all these names, he literally, his fucking, like, shit of a car, like, screeched tires, and there's actual tire marks of where his tires skidded. Still here today by my house, and he gets out of the car and jogs over to my dad and he said, "You want beef? Yeah, you want beef, yeah, all that shit." So of course, me being the responsible 15-year-old that I am, I actually had to break up a mini fight between my dad and a fat America motherfucker, and it took about 5 to 6 minutes, but I did it, and we went inside, we chilled or whatever. And I know this doesn't sound, like, funny or some shit, but, like, this shit, like, rattled me. So now anytime a car comes by and we're playing this game, I, like, hit the bucket to the side so we can avoid any other altercations, right? So, you know, that was fun. But, you know, fuck that shit. I don't feel like breaking up another fight, and I don't feel like getting into a fight with a fat-ass Merc guy. So we're gonna keep it this way. Those are the only, like, crazy stories I have. So we're gonna sign off the podcast. I know this is kind of a weird one. Keep in touch. Be aware of the next episode of the podcast coming out tomorrow. I'm gonna be at my friend Noah's house, and we're gonna do one outside again, because his house is kind of crazy. And we're gonna be talking to each other. It might be, like, in a half an hour to a full 2 hours long of a podcast. It's gonna be a funny-ass episode. He has so many great stories, such a great person, and I can't wait for you guys to hear from him. So signing off, this was episode 3 of Liam's Stories.